chippa chippa in my mind. Ego, ego. Chippa 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 ego. Ego. I got one, you got one, and now we equal. Sometimes it makes you trip out on your people. Sometimes it has connotations of evil. Sometimes niggas call on it when they need to. It's called the ego. It's hard to really make the subject positively stated. Some may hate it, and some may overrate it. It's a top story, and you rarely see a trend. So all you psychoanalysts, pull out your pad and pen. It's called they come up with an idea, and no one seems to get it. And every time you mention it, they stare like you're two-headed. But one day in your cubicle, your idea really comes to view. Your boss is walking by, he sees it too, and he takes it from you. She puts you on the aces of all the stripper places. It has the kind of clientele where niggas trickle very well. You beg her and you plead her and you tuck away your ego. She knows you need the chicken, and you know that she's your people. They call you fat and lazy, the commentary crazy. They photoshop your face on the box of McCormick gravy. And now the inner voice, the ego maker, you get wavy. Change your diet, hit the gym and say, what were you saying to me? The ego makes you do it, it makes you face the music. Or run away from life so fast that you'll outsprint Carl Lewis. It has you think-